Good morning. Because I wrote what I'm going to say yesterday, I didn't have a chance to speak to your powerful words, Mother Alyssa, this morning. So I ask you to let those words resonate in your head as I read mine, to join them. As I was introduced, my name is Dana Rice, and I'm honored to have been asked to speak to you on behalf of the Stewardship Committee. For those of you who've come to St. John's in the last 5 years, you may be looking at me and saying, wow, how lovely, a new family has come to town. For those of you who came to St. John's a few years before then, you may think, she looks familiar, but we don't see her very often. And for those of you who were here 10 years ago, I probably bring back the memories of my two girls, Jordan with her little round glasses who acolyted and sang in the St. Cecilia Choir, and Sasha with her long hair who danced her way through Sunday school. Those were the years in my life where my gift to the church could be the gift of time. Teaching Sunday school, leading the procession of children with their swinging palms, and offering hot chocolate over a campfire after a cold evening of neighborhood Christmas caroling. Over the recent years, as for many, the demands of my own jobs and the demands of work and pre-college pressures for my high schoolers have caused me to lose the ability to give my time as readily as I once did. It is therefore with particular surprise that I was asked to speak, and a glorious recognition that I still have a gift to give. My giving has had to take a more creative approach, taking the time to recognize that what might be a part of my routine life and work might actually be a gift to others. Even though I'm a teacher, I'm a little nervous. One of my many jobs, luckily also a passion, is to play music. Adam, my husband, and I play in a local band and have had the privilege of playing over the years for St. John events. From stewardship cocktail parties to the 125th anniversary event, we've had the joy of letting our music be our gift to this very special community. In particular, the beauty of the Sunrise Easter service, playing music with fellow St. John members and new friends from neighboring parishes, is a highlight of our year and a gift that gives us back far more than we give. When I was asked to speak today, I couldn't immediately say yes, as I had previously planned a trip out of town to see my mom. I said I would give it some thought to see if I could make it work. As I turned off the music in my car and allowed myself to contemplate, the question in silence, out of nowhere came the words of my favorite hymn. My answer was then immediate. Of course I would figure it out. It would just take some creativity. As a teacher, I am under the full belief that everyone is creative. What that looks like is different in each person, but it is there just the same. The first definition in Webster for creative is not synonymous with imaginative. It simply states the ability to create, the ability to make something work. Whoever you are, whatever your skill set, wherever your interests fall, I believe you have the ability to be creative with your giving, and very likely in ways that you do not even realize would be a gift. I never thought of my playing music for St. John's as a gift. It is just something that I do, something that I can do. I'm grateful to the Stewardship Committee for helping me to see that it is a gift. I would like to share the words to the song that came to me in my contemplation. I find it ironically appropriate that it was written by Elder Joseph Brackett from the Shaker community. The simplicity of the Shaker practice speaks to my belief that the ability to give can be truly simple and is within us all. As I read the words, and although I'm a musician, believe me, it's not a gift if I was to sing them, I invite you to look inward to yourself. Think about who you are, what you like to do, and what talents you have that you might take for granted. Maybe you have patience in a car and could give the gift of driving the homebound. Maybe you are organized and could give the gift of separating collected items to support one of our drives. Perhaps time with your own children is precious, and the gift of helping teach their Sunday school would give a gift to both you, your child, and other children in the congregation. We all have a gift to give within us. As I read the words, please let yourself see the gifts that already lie in you. 'Tis the gift to be simple, 'Tis the gift to be free. 'Tis the gift to come down where we ought to be. And when we find ourselves in the place just right, to be in the valley of love and delight. When true simplicity is gained, to bow and to bend, we shan't be ashamed. To turn and to turn will be our delight, till by turning, turning, we come round right. 'Tis a gift to be loved, and that love to return. 'Tis a gift to be taught, and a richer gift to learn. And when we expect of others what we try to live each day, then we'll all live together and learn to say. 'Tis a gift to have friends and a true friend to be. 'Tis a gift to think of others, not to only think of me. And when we hear what others really think and really feel, then we'll all live together with a love that is real. 'Tis a gift to be simple. 'Tis a gift to be free. 'Tis a gift to come down where we ought to be. And when we find ourselves in the place just right, 'twill be in the valley of love and delight.